Hey everybody, welcome to the Toncast. This is very special guest Todd Robert Anderson. A half hour ago finished recording another podcast called Jason and Todd Talk Through Lousy Films. It was the third episode in that new podcast. So I'm, you know, doing this right now out of a sense of obligation to the two listeners who listen to this. And just, you know, again, as I've mentioned before in episodes past, this commitment I made to trying to produce a weekly podcast, even if it's just me yammering, which this clearly is. But just talked for 2+ hours on a mic, and I've got this thing going on right now with my throat. It's all dry and doesn't feel good. And I got to talk now and just by myself. I don't even, it's more engaging when somebody else is in the room, because you're not just bouncing stuff off your own brain. You're listening and bouncing and trying to, you know, get a laugh from your friend who's there. And here I am just now, I'm talking to myself. You know, it's hard to just talk to yourself. Like, what's my point of view? What am I saying? And, you know, the other day I was talking to my friend on the phone. He's a great guy, you know, but he's, he's a Republican, I guess is what you'd say. And I swear I have an easier time making Republicans laugh than I do making people, hipsters in Hollywood, laugh. I feel like people are more likely to laugh at me if they're, you know, more conservative. Because I'm good to playing that to that audience and tapering my own, you know, political bullshit and sort of playing to the audience. So what I'm saying is, I've decided I should probably make the Toncast now a right-wing thing, because that seems like a really easy gig if you have a right-wing, like a Rush Limbaugh gig, because you don't have to do any research. You just start talking, you know, and he's just passionate. So all I have to do is be passionate and say stuff that's perhaps incendiary and untrue, but that's all you have to do, and that seems like such a good job, because I don't want to prep. I don't want to prepare and know stuff, because, you know, I was listening to Bill Maher's show. You know, Bill Maher's that HBO show, and they put it out on iTunes for free as a podcast, so you can listen to it after the fact, like a week after the show airs. You can hear the show. Or maybe it's just a few days. I don't know how it works. But I listen to it on podcasts. You know, I don't watch it on HBO because I don't have HBO, because HBO is expensive, you guys. And so, and I like HBO. I mean, if like someone just gave me HBO, I'd take it. You know, sometimes I get free HBO because they're doing a promotion or something, and I go, I like HBO. But I don't watch it enough to warrant, you know, spending $9 a month. I really don't. I'm more of a movie guy than a TV show guy. So, you know, and most of their movies that are worth seeing, I've already seen. And then sometimes I'll look at something that I wouldn't have looked at otherwise, but generally I don't make it through, all I'm saying is HBO is too expensive. But I listened to the Bill Maher, and they had some right-wing pundit lady, and she quoted this statistic about gun violence, saying like mass shootings are actually down from, you know, for like since like the old West, there's actually less mass shootings now And she's like, that's just a fact. It's an inconvenient truth, she said, because Michael Moore was on the thing, on the panel with her. And they were like, oh, well, you know, if that is a fact, that is something that we have to deal with. But no one knew one way or the other in the moment. But all the lefties, you know, were like, oh, well, I didn't know that was a fact, and like accepted the argument as a fact. And like, I don't know is what they said, because they didn't know what she was talking about. And then I listened to this other podcast that I listened to called I think it's called Skepticality, and it's a sort of a magazine show about skepticism. But this guy had been watching the same thing, and he went and looked up all the numbers, and what he learned was that there was no factual basis for what she was saying. And he looked up actual statistics, and what he found numbers wise, real statistics, was that mass shootings, 40% of the mass shootings that have happened in the last 30 years happened in the last 7 years. So technically in the last 30 years, mass shootings are way up, it would seem, because he couldn't find any, evidence of the fact that she was suggesting. Hang on a sec. My wife is calling. Hang on. Hello? 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 Hi. Hi. Oh, that's okay. What's up, babe? Swim? Oh, you got to get the bathing suit? Okay. A swimsuit and two towels. Just his swimsuit or your swimsuit? Okay, yeah, sure. That's no problem. All right, babe. I love you. Bye. That was my wife. She's coming home. She's going to visit some people, and she's coming home to get some bathing suits and towels, and she wants me to pack them up. So that means this Toncast is over.